Our text for today, I'm not going to read the whole thing since you already heard it. It's kind of long. But I'm just going to read this part. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Martha who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sister sent to Jesus, saying, "Lord, behold, whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, I think all of us here have experienced really a life-changing death of a loved one at one point in our lives. I remember the first time I really experienced a death like that. It was my second year in college. It was a bad year anyway, all the way around. And one day I was sitting in chapel in the morning, and it came time for the prayers, and the chaplain prayed for me. That was kind of a surprise. That the Lord be with me because my friend had drowned in Mexico. Well, he must have just gotten a phone call before church because he hadn't told me about it. And it just devastated me. The year was bad enough as it was. It's just like the entire bottom dropped out of the year. And so after a few days, I went home for the funeral. And very depressing. It was open casket. And let's just say that the funeral home directors in Mexico aren't quite as careful as they are in the United States, because instead of looking at my friend, it was like looking at just a cord of wood. Wearing clown makeup. It made me sick to my stomach. This man had been so full of life. He was such a great role model of Christian life, of someone who tried to look at and managed to see the glory of God in the world around him. It was a good lesson for me. I've never quite got to that level yet. But in all that, he was just a man so full of life, and then for him to be killed. I just couldn't see how that death glorified God at all. And to be this day, to be honest with you, I still can't see how that death glorified God. Well, our text today doesn't start with the death. It actually just starts with the sickness. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus is sick. And they ask Jesus to come and heal him. Now, come on, you read the Gospels, you see how many times Jesus is healing people. He's healing hundreds of people all the time. Sometimes he doesn't even go there to do the healing. He just says, "Be healed," and they're healed. So, of course, what's the problem here? On top of that, you see in verses 1 through 3 this close relationship Jesus had with his family, with Mary, with Martha, with Lazarus. He has a special relationship of love with his family. Obviously, he's going to go and visit them. And then he kind of says a strange thing that's easy to misunderstand in verse 4 here. Jesus says, "This sickness is not unto death, but the glory of God." And we'd have to say, "Hey, hold on a minute. We know that the guy dies, so it does lead to death." That's not really what Jesus is saying. He's saying everything that's going on here in this text, the point of it is not Lazarus dying in the end. The point of it is the glory of God. In other words, last week we heard that a man's disability, his blindness, led to the glory of God being seen in Jesus. And this week, it's not a person who's blind. Now it's a person who is going to die. And then we come to two very confusing verses. Verses 5 and 6. 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Verse 6, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. And really, if you want a best translation for that, that word "so" when he heard this, it's "therefore." What that really means is, hey, Jesus loves these people so much, therefore, he didn't rush to heal him. Therefore, he let him die. Therefore, he doesn't even return to where Lazarus, Mary, and Martha are until he knows he's dead. And therefore, he waits until he's good and dead. He's going to be 4 days dead by the time Jesus gets there. Now, it'd be easy for us to just kind of lessen the tragedy of Lazarus' death. We could say, hey, we know Jesus is going to raise him right away from the dead. Not a big tragedy. But I could say that about every Christian I know that's left and gone to heaven. Every one of them has died and will be raised to dead, and yet their death is still a tragedy to me. Lazarus's death is no less a tragedy than any death you've had to face, or even than your or my death itself. It's a tragedy. So why does Jesus not do anything about it? How is that love? Why is that love? Love let Lazarus die to teach Mary and Martha and the disciples a valuable lesson, something they would have never learned otherwise, about the glory of God in Jesus Christ. Healing a person is fine, but it's temporary. Jesus wants to give them something that will last, a joy, a peace, and a hope that really means something. That's why Jesus says to his disciples here, he says plainly to them, Lazarus is dead. And then verse 15, he says, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. And they believed. Eventually, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, they believed. They saw the glory of God in a way they'd never seen it before. And let's remember, too, it's not just Jesus let Lazarus die so he could raise him from the dead. Jesus allowed himself to be killed so he could be raised from the dead. So they could have the ultimate example of God's glory in Jesus Christ. Now, from the day Lazarus died, for those 4 days until finally Jesus showed up, during that period of time, there is no way Mary and Martha could see any way that the death of their brother glorified God. You probably feel the same way about the people who died in your life. I feel that way about Kent. I still to this day don't understand how that can glorify God in any way. And yet in this text we have a story of tragedy that leads to triumph. It leads us to faith, and to a faith that becomes more clear and seen. It's a faith that is able to see through the darkness to a light that is never fading. And so when we face tragedy in our life, and we will, and loss of loved ones, when that time comes, let's not be too quick to move to final judgment, because Jesus Christ is up to things we can't possibly imagine. And when we stand in a graveyard, like Mary and Martha, looking into the tomb of our brother, or our sister, or our parent, or our friend, when we stand in that position, let us look to that Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. Let's listen to him. Let's trust in him. And let's have a hope and a peace that surpasses all human understanding. I pray that the Lord be with you today and be with us, especially during those difficult days where, in very strange and painful ways, the love of God shows us the glory of his love in Jesus Christ, a love that surrounds us every day, a love that gives our lives meaning. In Jesus' name, amen.